Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, I just got a notification that someone ordered something from you guys. I'm pretty sure it's fraud, but I never ordered it. So I was just going to see if I could reimburse my money.
Can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
My zip code is 57108, and my name is Sal Ortiz.
57108?
Yeah, 57108.
How much was the charge for?
What'd you say?
How much was the charge for?
$69.92.
What was your last name?
It's $69.92.
No, Sam, what was your last name?
Oh, Ortiz.
Could you spell that?
O-R-T-I-Z.
Don't have anything underneath that zip code, the last name Ortiz. Do you have last letters of the card that was charged?
Sorry, what'd you say?
I don't have anything with that zip code for the last name Ortiz. Do you have the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah, give me a second, please.
Yes, sir.
It's 6615.
6815? 6815. Yes, sir, give me one moment.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I was saying one moment.
Okay.
And it looks like this was for a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Whenever those contests are entered, you do have to be enrolled in our electronic discount club. Do you recall trying to claim a Dyson?
That's the thing. It wasn't me that entered for that contest or anything. I got some fraud alert, so it wasn't me.
Are you familiar with the email address saulo8801@gmail.com?
Yeah.
And a phone number of 712-551-6437.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So it looks like it was done with that email address as well as that phone number. And could anyone in your household have entered that contest?
So what contest did you say it was?
It was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no, I don't know nothing of that.
Yes, sir. You said you had a fraud alert from your bank. Was that charged disputed through your bank?
Yeah, it was charged. Yep.
You said so there's a dispute on the charge as of right now?
Yeah, there is.
Yes, sir. So we can have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. Because there's a current dispute on the charge, you'd have to have your finance institution on the line before we can issue a refund.
So what do I have to do for that?
You would just have to initiate a conference call.
And how do I do that?
A three-way call.
So, do I put my bank on this call right now?
You would have to call back with them already on the phone.
With who?
You would have to call back with your bank already on the phone, or whoever you disputed the charge with.
Oh, okay. Okay, then I'll give you guys a call right back then.
Yes, would you like your cancellation number?
Yeah, please.
That's going to be C as in Charlie. 9 2 0. Hello.
All right. I am ready.
Okay. It's 9. Oh, sorry. C as in Charlie first. 9209248 52.
Okay. And that's the cancellation number?
That's correct.
So to get a refund, I would call you guys in my bank and confirm that it was a fraud, then hopefully give me money back?
Yes, sir. We can issue the refund, but because the charge is already disputed, you would just have to call back with your bank on the phone to avoid a chargeback happening.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
You're welcome.